Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And today we are covering in our business podcast, numero deux, we are talking about the three ways that can help you become successful in the health and fitness industry. So I'm really excited about this. As always, I love talking about business. I love talking about fitness. I love talking about the two of them together. So it makes it really exciting. And I think also, you know, this topic today is basically why so many people in this industry, there are so many great trainers out there, there are so many great health professionals and coaches, but they seem to struggle in this industry. And the reason why is oftentimes the same sort of thing. So we're going to talk about what those main struggles seem to be and how you can actually overcome them to gain massive success. So let's dive in because we got lots of stuff to talk about. But before we do, I just want to talk about, like, you know, if you're listening right now, you might be in this industry for similar reasons than a lot of people. Like, you had your own transformation. It's probably the number one reason why a majority of people actually start in this industry, I find, is because they've transformed their life in some way, shape, or form using health and wellness. Whether it's they lost a lot of weight, they made it through some really difficult times in their life, they transitioned from, you know, an unhealthy lifestyle, maybe not even weight related, but just an unhealthy lifestyle, to becoming healthy and strong and seeing how health and wellness can affect their life in so many other ways other than just the superficial kind of way. I find that's probably the number one reason why majority of people that get into this industry decide to move forward with this. And they're really, and it's also about being passionate, right? Being passionate about helping other people achieve those similar goals or being able to help make impact, because that's in today's society what I think is happening. And I'm so happy to say that. I feel like there's this huge transition of people that now see their life and say, I don't just care about like the retirement plan and the gold watch. I want to make impact. I have to have passion. I have to follow through with something that speaks to me rather than just sitting at a desk. And if you are someone who is comfortable with just like the 9-to-5 job, like there is nothing wrong with that. It's just, there seems to be a shift that's happening in this world. And I'm happy to say that I see the shift and I love it and I'm liking it because it allows for us to be able to actually make impact. And when every person starts making impact and starts actually following their passion, I find it's this ripple effect and it continues to impact people without you even knowing it. You inspire people around you and everything else. So it's really exciting. So sorry. No. That was a little bit of like a little tangent about passion and this industry, but I get very excited about this stuff.
No, but I completely agree. And I also think, I mean, for anyone who knows our story, that's essentially how we started in this industry. You know, our background, we were in the corporate world. We were, you know, dealing with health issues. We were dealing with anxiety. We were not, you know, we weren't necessarily being very healthy. But we also loved fitness and nutrition. It was like, that was the passion. So once we started really focusing on that and seeing the changes with us, then we started teaching. Then we started seeing how much we love teaching and helping other women. And we created Fit Chicks Bootcamp. And then it just became like a spiral from there. And totally. I totally agree with you that there's a huge shift in the world right now, because there's no longer that like for our parents, it was like, you go to work and you get the paycheck and then you have a life outside of work. It was like, you work to either pay for your job. Then there kind of became the shift. I don't know if you noticed this, but it was like, then people started to live to work. And then it was just like full on, like working like nonstop. And I think that's where we were kind of at in the corporate world.
The like badge of honor of like the crazy, like 16 hour days and that kind of stuff. And it's just, it's not a life. Like it can be, if that's really what you, if that's just all you really want to focus on, cool.
But now there's
like, so much more
Now there's this shift, I think, from that. And this is where everyone, there's this huge entrepreneurial boom because people want to live and create the lives of their dreams. They don't want to have work and they don't want to have a life. They want to have a working life that is all in one, which essentially is what we have. Like, I don't ever feel like I turn off work and I don't ever feel I turn, there's some days I'm more focused on certain things or some days I'm
for sure. Cause you're human.
Well, I'm more focused on my personal life, but at the same time, it's like, I never feel like I'm going to work. You know what I mean? Like my mom's always like, how can you work so much? I'm like, because to me, it's not work. Like it's not like I go to the office and grind out for 6 hours, or like 6 to 8 hours or 10 hours.
Or 2 hours. And then the rest of the time, try to hide your Facebook page.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
We see you people.
Or my Tinder, which I'm not on, FYI, but
you're engaged. You're not on Tinder. No, but I think I agree with you. I think that you nailed it in the sense that like, that really is the shift. It's like, it's about creating your best life. So if you're someone listening right now and you're like, yeah, that's me, I'm in this industry, but I also feel like I'm kind of struggling, because the one thing is that you have the passion nailed, right? Like, you got that down pat. You're like, I have the reason, I have the passion, I have everything driving me, but the business side is the part that scares me so much. It terrifies me because I feel like I don't have the expertise. I don't know what to do. I'm not business minded. If you're someone that's saying I'm not business minded, then you just need to shift that mindset, because you need to be like, yeah, I can do this, because it's literally just learning. You have to teach yourself the same way you taught yourself how to become a health expert or how to become a fitness expert or a nutritionist or anything. You can teach yourself the business side too. You have to just be open to it. You can't just close your mind off and say, I'm not business minded, because then you're going to just continue to work for someone else, which again is an option in this industry. But if you really want to create your best life, you need to figure out what that looks like, and you need to do the steps necessary to do that. And that usually means some kind of new learning and growth and development in the business expertise side of things.
Completely. And I think that, I mean, now with everything that we have access to, especially the online community, you know, like there's so many opportunities to be able to get coaches, to be able to learn and grow with the things that you don't know, to be able to access, you know, clients you never could access before. Like, you know, when we started this 10 years ago, did I ever think we would have clients in Australia and we live in Canada? No. I'm like, no, I teach fitness classes. How could I ever be training somebody in Australia? And now, you know, we have students in Australia. We have clients in Australia. Like, it's so
around the world.
It's really opening your mindset, like you said, to knowing that the only limit that you have is the one you're putting on yourself. So if you're saying, I'm not tech savvy, I'm not business minded, I'm not this, I'm not that, well, that's your biggest problem. Is you have a barrier that you need to get through. And that usually starts by just starting to surround yourself with people who have already done it, because you start to see it's possible.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. So if you are someone who is, okay, you're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to start a new career path in this industry, but you still feel nervous about the idea of starting your own business or being in business for yourself or making that career. You need to really determine, first of all, if you actually want to be a business owner, and if you do, what type of business you want to run. And so when I say that, I mean it like, if you feel like the idea of the business side of it really does freak you out, but training the clients is where you shine, and maybe then you just need to do this on the side for now. Maybe you need to do it as a side hustle. So you're just doing it kind of part-time, and you're just kind of building up your confidence in the business side of it so that you can slowly progress into something more. Or same thing, if you're going to do it part-time, maybe you're just doing it on the side, or maybe you are going to work for someone else temporarily to just sort of get your feet wet, get your grounding before you jump 2 feet in. You do have options. You need to determine what that looks like for you. So you need to ask yourself, like, number one, are you ready to take on the responsibilities as an owner? What does that look like to you? What is, you know, what are all of the pieces of that puzzle that looks like? So what type of business do you want to run? You also need to think, is it going to be an online business? Is it going to be an in-person business? You have to determine what your business model is going to be and what are all the responsibilities around that. And can you manage that? Will you feel like you're being overwhelmed? Will you feel like you're still able to focus on the things that you're really passionate about? Or do you feel like it's not a balance? If you feel like it's too much, you need to then think, do I want to be a sole proprietor, so running my own business, or do I want to potentially have a partnership like Laura and I, where you have someone that you work with and you create together, and then you balance each other so that literally where your strengths are, they come in and they have different strengths. You have, you know, you complement each other in so many different ways. But my one recommendation, and I don't know if you agree with me, Laura, but I always recommend, if you are thinking of doing a partnership, I highly recommend that you start the partnership before you start building the vision. Because if you are someone who has already created your business and you've created your vision and your business plan and you've got all of this, and then you try to bring a partner into it, there might be conflict of interest in terms of where the vision is going. And if you're really stuck and set on, no, this is exactly what I want to do, it's really hard to bring someone into the mix at times when they're not there from the beginning to help create, because they might have differences of opinion, and then they might feel as though they're not being heard. So you have to be really aware of that.
Oh, completely. Because I do think that partnerships are probably the hardest thing to actually get into. And a lot of people getting into the fitness industry, when you're opening your own thing, they always think a lot of times, oh, I'd love to do that because, you know, it is something I can share the responsibility and I can share, you know, the success and share the struggles. Like, there's that kind of like feeling of not being alone, but at the same time, it is the one thing that goes south for most people or out of most businesses the quickest. Because when you're a partnership, you both are essentially 50-50 in it. And if one person is not like pulling up their socks, or I've seen a lot of partnerships where actually one person just suddenly has a change of heart. So here you are investing all of this time and energy and money into this vision that you guys have. And then one person just says, you know what, not for me, peace out. And it's a lot.
Yeah, no. And then it affects you. I mean, it completely just throws off your entire plan, your business model, everything. So
yeah, because when I say, like, whenever I tell people about you and I starting Fit Chicks, and, you know, of course, over the years, people always say, well, would you ever want to do it on your own? And I'm like, no, because if I was going to do something on my own, I'd open something else on my own, because Fit Chicks is you and I. Fit Chicks Academy is you and I. If only one of us was there, it wouldn't be what it is. It wouldn't exist the way it exists. You know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
Because it's been created into its own entity that is a piece of you and me. So it's like, if one of us were suddenly like, I'm out of here, I couldn't imagine doing Fit Chicks on my own. I'd have to do something else, because that is you and I. It's weird.
No, like, it's not weird.
I can't just be like, okay, I'm just.
It is our baby. It was my first baby. But no, so definitely. So if you are someone that is thinking about even, so you're not there yet, you haven't started your own business and you want to do it, you have to ask yourself, what does that look like? What am I willing to invest in terms of time, in terms of efforts, all of that? Because it's a lot. When you start your own business, you have to be ready to take on the work. You can't just expect it to do itself. You are the only one responsible for getting the work done. So you have to be really, really clear about what you want. And you have to just be ready to either jump 2 feet in if you want this to be a complete career shift, or if you want it to be part-time, that's perfect. Or if you want to, like I said, work for someone else in the beginning to just kind of get your feet wet, get your grounding, get your bearings about you, about what the industry is about, and then slowly transition, that's an amazing option that I know a lot of health professionals do. And it allows for you to slowly move into this role.
Well, I also always like to tell people too, and I talk about this a lot with our students, because this is actually something we talk a lot in the Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program, is this whole subject of what do you want to be? Because we are certifying you as a group fitness professional, as well as a personal trainer, as well as a nutrition coach. So, you know, of course you got to figure out what genre you want to work in, but also, do you want to be a sole proprietor? Do you want to be a partner? Do you want to be a corporation? Like, really digging down and being like, what do I want my business life to look like? And then I also think, though, it's really important before, like you were saying about understanding the workload, which can also be kind of overwhelming. And there's always a way to figure it out. Like, you don't need to do all of this stuff by yourself, but that's...
And you don't need to do it all at once in the very beginning. Like, don't think it... That's the one thing too, I think, overwhelms a lot of people, is they have this plan and they think everything has to be done in the first week. It's like, no.
That's what I always like to tell people, our story of how when we started, we were still working and, you know, we were working
our butts off.
And we were doing Fit Chicks part-time, but... You know, if anyone from the outside looking in could see us, they knew the passion that we had, because we would go work our full-time jobs and then we'd go teach 4 nights a week and then we'd leave and hang up posters and then we'd go and volunteer at events on the weekends to do, you know, the warm-ups. And so that's
and we would do accounting on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
I remember that. Those were the worst.
That's where it's like, you know, you got to but it's just like, I think that a lot of people think, you know, just if I want to be in fitness, I got to jump in full feet. And all the people who are successful, that's what they did. No, for us, this is a process, you know, and it started off first getting to a point where we were financially and professionally comfortable enough to be able to pull out of our full-time jobs. So it wasn't like, I'm throwing away everything, I'm taking out huge loans and credit card debt, which some people that works for. But for us, that was a choice that as partners, we're like, no, this is the way we want to do it. So we're not overwhelmed, even though we're exhausted, but we're in our 20s now. So I guess it was like a lot easier to post.
I'm not going to lie, guys. We used to like put up posters and we'd actually be crying while we're doing it. We're like, I'm so tired. Like, it's so cold.
First thing when we have enough money, we're hiring someone to poster.
That was the first thing on our agenda. As soon as we can afford it, someone else can do this. It was so hard. But the reason why, you know, and that's the number one struggle though, I think with a lot of people in this industry is they just don't know what direction they want to take. So that's the first thing you need to do is decide, what do you want your business to look like? What does the business model look like? What do you specifically want to create? So that's number one.
And why though? Sorry, I know I might be jumping ahead, but
yeah.
And also, why do you want this business? Like right now, entrepreneurship is very hot. It's very cool, right? Everyone wants to be an entrepreneur. But the thing is, and you know, I will tell this to people who talk to me about getting certified. I will talk, like, be very honest if it's for them or if it's not for them, because an entrepreneur is a different kind of game. And you can still get certified, like you said, and work part time. But why do you want your business? Because if you don't know your why and you don't have that to go back to, then when shit gets tough, pardon my language, which it will at times, because
when the ish gets tough, yeah,
then you know what I mean? Like, if you don't have your why to go back to, you're going to be like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, so yeah.
Why do you want your business? Why do you want it? Why do you want a poster? You know what I mean? Why, when you're postering, what's going to be that thing that's going to say, one more poster you can do?
And try to think about it from like a deeper sort of scenario of like, you know, it's not just like, oh, well, I want to do it because I want to make money. Like, think about it like, you know, for me, it's like, I want freedom. I want freedom to be able to choose every day. I want to be able to create my life. I don't want someone else telling me what I need to be doing. Even though you and I tell each other sometimes what we need to do, majority of the time, it's like, it's a co-creation that we're doing. And every single day, I love being able to make choices and to be able to make impact. Those are the two things that make me get up every single day and be like, all right, doesn't matter that I'm tired. It doesn't matter that these things are happening, because I need to be doing this because it's a part of my soul. It feeds my soul. So you need to dig deeper than just making money. But making money should also be on the priority. So if you are listening and you're like, but money doesn't matter, like, I need you to think about this. This is a business, right? We're talking business podcast, business podcast. So don't be afraid to say, I want to make money. And I think a lot of times, and this is a side note, a lot of times we sit around and we're like, oh, but I just want to make impact. And making impact is huge. And it's so important. Like we talked about in the beginning, it's one of the most important things and one of the most biggest transitions that are happening right now. And I'm so happy to see it. But you also have to put food on the table. You have to pay your bills. You have to contribute for your own well-being. So you need to be making money, and you need to also value what it is that you're giving to the world. So make sure that making money is not something that makes you uncomfortable. Make sure that it's something that makes you feel like, yeah, I deserve this because of what impact I'm making, because of what I'm bringing to the table. Okay. So the second thing that...
Preach, girl, preach!
I know. I told you, I get really passionate about this, guys.
Oh, yeah, we're doing a business podcast about money mindset for sure.
Oh, yeah. So the second thing that oftentimes causes struggle for health and fitness professionals in this industry is they don't know how to make their brand stand out, to make it a clear choice for their avatar. And this is like something that is overlooked by so many people, because there are so many trainers out there that, think about it, like when you look at ads, you look at magazines, you look at, I don't know, commercials, DVDs, et cetera, it's all about like, get your bikini body, lose weight now. It's all the same messaging over and over and over again. You need to think about it as, who am I speaking to? And you need to use words that you hear from your clients. So words that you actually hear your clients say. If they're like, I need more energy, then you need to be, if that's who your niche market is, like maybe you're marketing to moms. And the whole thing for them is to not only get their pre-baby body back, but they just need more energy. They need to feel better because every day is like a struggle, because the struggle is real. Then you need to say, oh, okay, I know that they need more energy. I know that they need to have better sleeping patterns, and I know that exercise will help them. I know that these nutrition plans will help them achieve these things. You need to use words, though, that they use, so that you're communicating very clearly to those people. And also, like, for example, if they tell you they love your classes because you are inviting and you're a great communicator and you're a motivator, use that to speak to your audience. So in your marketing, say like, you know, you don't want to say like, I'm a great communicator, but you want to be like, clear, you know, clear, precise workouts, or this is totally off the top of my head right now. Or like, you know, people say that you're really inviting and that's what makes you. So it's like a very welcoming environment. Like you want to use words that people use to describe you in your actual sales pieces so that you're not using just that same general crap that is out there. That's just like, lose weight now. Talking about just the benefits of it. You don't want to talk about just the benefits of like, this is all the stuff you're going to get. You want to talk about the solutions. What are people actually getting as part of the solution? So that you're talking to them specifically, they hear you because you're like, they're like, that's my problem. That's my solution. That's what I need. I need exactly what you're selling.
Well, it's always, I always like the three words that join it together. So you can.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm giving, like, I provide fitness classes for so you can lose the extra 10 pounds. Let's just say if we're talking about lose the extra 10 pounds that you gained in your 40s.
So you can play with your kids at the park.
Play with your kids so you can, you know, like, and sometimes it's a great exercise to keep on asking yourself, you know, even for us with Fit Chicks, like, we have always, our target market has always been women. Right. So our, essentially all of our classes were structured around, you know, fierce, fun, workouts for women that were accessible to all ages, all levels, but were always, accessible. Like we're always inviting accessible. I'm butchering this right now. But basically, the one things that were always for us was that it was always inclusive, but always challenging. So every level would get a workout. Mm-hmm. So for us, we were kind of like, and then as we started moving through and as we started getting, you know, older within our business, we started niching that down a little bit more. But it's also like always ask yourself, so what is this going to give your client avatar, or your customer avatar, which for anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's just basically your ideal client. It's the person you want to work with. It's the person that you're speaking to when you put out your marketing.
Yeah. Not the person that's just finding you or the person you think. It's like, who do you actually want?
Yeah. So for us, we know that at Fit Chicks, we attract women who aren't going to be attracted to going to the gym. They don't necessarily feel comfortable or don't like that environment. They also like a structured program. They're very busy. They usually have kids or they work extremely busy jobs. So they have a major commitment that takes away their time from working out. They also don't want to be seeing things like six-pack abs and all of that stuff. So everything that we do, our branding has always been consistent around that and making sure that we're speaking to our specific avatar.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Exactly. So when you think about it from getting into this and you think about your brand and you think about marketing and you think about this industry, if you're someone who right now you're listening and you're thinking, I really want to do this, I'm super passionate, but you know, there's too much competition out there. The problem is not competition, because there are always going to be people that need your services, and whatever you are providing is going to be very different than what I provide, than what the person next door to you provides. The problem is that you are mirroring everybody else in the marketplace. So if you are not being successful, it's because you are not standing out and you're standing in the shadows with you and your brand. You are not making something that is standing out, that is being a clear voice, a clear decision for your clients. So you could be offering the best services in the world. You could be the best trainer. You could be so amazing at this, but if you don't have that message that is clear to them, they will never find you. So you need to sit down and really determine who you're trying to talk to and how you're going to speak to them and figure out what your brand is actually trying to say. So that's a really, really key piece. And it's the piece that a lot of people are missing in this industry.
Oh, I totally agree.
And then the third thing that you need to do for massive success in this industry, in any industry, is that you need to have a plan. So, and this is kind of like the whole idea of you get certified and then you're kind of like, okay, now what? What do I do? You don't want to be that. You don't want to be sitting back thinking, okay, now what? I don't know where I'm going. You want to think about what you really want to achieve. You want to have a one-year plan laid out so that you can crush them. Have your goals laid out so that you're like, all right, these are all the things that I want to target and hit, and be very clear about it. And also, it allows for you then to stay laser focused so that if you have other things, and Laura, you and I know this, if you have other things that come up and you have the idea fairy is what we call it, where you get all these great ideas and you're like, oh, but I should do this and I should do that. Cause sometimes like new things, it's like the new shiny object and you're like, oh, but I want to do that. But if it doesn't fall on your 1 year goals and your 1 year plan, you need to just be like, shut it down, write it down somewhere and get to it later, because you need to just stay laser focused if you want to actually reach your goals. And I'm telling you this because we're like the culprits of this. Like we do this all the time. We're like, oh, maybe we should do this. And then we're like, but this year we've actually been like, no, we need to stay focused. We need to stay focused. We've done years of focus with our boot camp and everything else, but it's easy sometimes to pull away.
It's very from things. Easy.
So I'm telling you, if you want to be really successful, you need to have a plan and you need to stick to that plan. Obviously there's going to be variations and you're going to have like some things that come in and out, but you want to have a plan in place and you also want to have a financial plan in place. So not just a plan of like execution against goals, but you also want to have a financial plan of like, how much money do you want to be making? How much are you going to be charging? How much money are you going to invest in your business? What are you going to invest back? How much are you going to pay yourself? When are you going to pay yourself? That kind of stuff. You need to think about those things.
You do, but I find that stuff when you're first starting out is like, it's a little bit too
much. But this isn't just for people that are just starting out. This is just in general in this industry, why people are not as successful as they could
completely.
Be.
Completely.
Because they don't have that financial mindset either.
I always like to start off though by saying, for someone, especially if money is an issue or money is something that you're like, I feel it's way too overwhelming, I don't know, da, da, da. Just even start with like, how much money do I want to make this year? And most people don't even know what that number is. So get clear on that and then reverse engineer it and be like, okay, so how much money do I need to bring in each month? And then from there, how many clients or how many packages that I currently have do I need to sell?
Oh girl.
How much money?
So this is the exact worksheet that I do in my Passion to Profit webinar. Because it's the one thing that it's so easy to do, but it's so overlooked. And it's a simple way to build a financial plan without having to go into the nitty gritty details, just to have a very sort of like a target, literally. So, you know, I need to have 5 personal training clients. I need to have 10 group fitness classes a month. And I need to have this in order to hit my monthly goal. And my monthly goal will then help me reach my annual goal if I reach these things. But you need to know what those numbers look like so that you have something to work against.
And also I find that brings things into a big reality check for a lot of people. Because especially now with the internet, we're seeing everyone posting about all these things that, you know, be a 6-figure coach and do all this stuff and have this crazy—
The 2-comma club. Yeah.
Have this crazy business in 2 weeks. No, that's not the way it works. Entrepreneurship is a long-term game. But what I find takes the fear out of it though, is as soon as you start to do these numbers, then you start to realistically say, look at your month and say, can I actually do that right now? And if you're like, you know what, maybe I can't, then you can shift it down a bit. Or if you're like, whoa, that's so doable, how am I not doing this?
Yeah.
All your focus, and this is when Amanda was talking about the idea fairy, all of your focus then just goes from worrying about your social media, worrying about your partnerships, worrying about all these other things, to just being like, how do I get these 5 clients that will bring me X amount of dollars? How will I get these 10 group fitness classes that will bring me this amount of dollars? And
then
if that becomes your focus and you have a clear goal each month, hitting those targets becomes super easy. It's when you have the lack of clarity, that's when the overwhelm happens and you feel like you're swimming in Nowhereville. You never feel successful because you don't really know what you want to hit, so you're never hitting it.
Yeah.
And then you're feeling overwhelmed, starting doing the compare game and looking on the internet what everyone else is doing. You know, again, get it, I've been there. You know what I mean? Like,
I've been there, done that, moved on. But yeah, no, I totally agree. So, I mean, and like I said, like what you were talking about with this financial plan, I actually do an entire worksheet and a breakdown of this on my webinar, which is the Passion to Profit webinar. So if you're interested, Laura, can we post the link for it in our comments?
Yeah, it'll be on the, we can put it on the blog.
Perfect. So on our blog, if you're interested, we're going to post the link how you can register for this webinar directly so that you can join me. I'll go through real numbers, real ideas on how you can start achieving more financial success in this industry if that's sort of the area that you feel like you're struggling in. And it'll also give you the worksheet so that you can actually do this breakdown for yourself to determine what your annual goal is, what your monthly goal is, and what you need to be doing to reach those. So I'll help you break it all down. So join me for sure. Check out the blog at fitchicksacademy.com. And yeah, okay, so we're going to wrap this up anyway. So that was a really good wrap up. So again, just to recap, if you feel like you are in this industry and you're just like, I don't know why, or you're about to get in this industry and you're nervous about it, know that like nerves is normal when you're jumping into anything new, but it's exciting and you have to embrace it and you have to know that you have to be ready for it. But the first things you need to do is number one, determine the type of business model that you want. Okay, what does that look like specifically for you so that you have a clear idea? Number two, determine your brand and make it stand out from the others because you don't need to be mirroring everybody else. And then number three, develop a plan, a strategic plan for your goals and a strategic financial plan so that you have something to work against and that you can then have something that you can check off and be like, okay, I've reached that goal, moving on. All right. So with that being said, again, check us out, fitchicksacademy.com. If you check us out on the blog that's attached to this podcast, that's where you can sign up for my webinar I have coming up for the Passion to Profit. And then, of course, if you are interested in learning more, becoming certified, or making this big career change, check us out at fitchicksacademy.com/programs, where you can check us out for, we have our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Certification Program starting on March 20th. 8th. And then we also have our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program starting April 24th. So join us. We would love to have you. And in our Fitness and Nutrition Program, we even have a business section. So we will help you actually get set up for success. So by the time you finish, you actually do have a plan of attack. All right. And as always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us info@fitchicks.ca if you have any questions, comments, or if you have any ideas or topics that you want to hear about. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.